This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. As of last Friday, thousands of Arkansans with significant mental illness or developmental disabilities who are in residential care facilities will be subject to managed care. The shift to managed care is the second phase of an initiative approved by the legislature in 2017 aimed at reducing costs. But a group of residential care facilities went to court last week to get a judge to delay the transition, saying they don't know what the state's managed care provisions will pay for the more than 43,000 residents under their charge. Plaintiff's attorney Ashley Hudson argued the potential this move poses for those under such care directives.
I think it's very easy to get down into numbers and phases and forget that we're talking about the very real harm to people, to Medicaid beneficiaries who are some of our most vulnerable residents in this state, that the plaintiffs in this case are providing services for because no one else will.
The court refused the request to delay managed care, but said it will keep the case open for 6 months and, should problems arise, allow for an amended complaint. This is Chuck Smith for Red River Radio News.